Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
When it comes to your smell of your air conditioning, you know, you turn it on for the first time and you get that smell that's just, some people like it.
I don't like it.
I don't.
Well, it's a shame for you.
Okay, how about when you turn like the furnace on or the heater on first time when it's wintertime?
It burns off the dust.
It's like hair burning.
Wow, you got a lot of hair in your vents. Mine smells just more like a campfire.
Well, with the air conditioning unit, why does it smell so bad? They've done some research on this.
If it smells bad, you may have a problem.
Study finds dead skin is the cause of the stench in the air conditioner. They looked at like 7 bacterial species and 4 fungal species commonly found in air conditioning units. And they are called skin squams. Is that correct? Skin squams. Sounds gross to me. Or dead skin cells. I don't know if someone can do the research for skin squams. And they say that's the source of food for the bacteria living in your AC unit. So when you turn it on, you're smelling skin squams.
Well, I've always heard of squamous cell cancer that has to do with the skin. So I believe that sounds close.
Why are people worried about dead skin cells?
I don't understand it either.
It's not a big deal.
That's okay. Like those dust mites. I don't care about them either. If they're too small to see, they don't matter to me.
If they're not biting me, I'm okay.
And they say there's dust mites all over your pillows.
That's not the only thing.
Chow down on those dusts.
There's slobber all over your pillow.
Slobber, sweat.
When's the last time you washed your pillowcase? Be honest.
This past weekend, actually.
Did you? Okay, yeah. But how long had it been?
About a month.
Okay.
What'd you find, Stacy?
Maybe two.
Skin squams are dead cells that form on the skin surface, specifically in the stratum corneum, the outermost layer of the epidermis.
Oh, okay.
We're in health class.
Is this nerd news? What's going on?
You're the one who literally asked someone to look
it
up.
I know, skin squams. But they say, experts say, if you want to turn on your air conditioning and not have that bad smell, you should install the appropriate filter. For your AC unit.
What appropriate filter? I mean, we put a filter in already.
How is this stuff getting in? Is it because it's just the return vent is sucking in the...
it's just floating in the air.
Okay, and then it just kind of cycles through and then comes back in?
Right. Waving its arms like it just don't care.
Dead skin arms.
Yeah. But
I feel like this is so true of so much of this scientific garbage. Okay. They're like, oh, a toilet seat is cleaner than your phone or your keyboard. I'm like, no, it's not. There's no way I would do the things on a toilet seat that I will do with my phone or keyboard. And I'm not getting sick from it.
at the end of this, I'm pretty sure we're going to get this advertisement for a HEPA filter or something like that, right, or get that special light to see what all kinds of bugs are putting in there.
I got one of those last night. Oh, my God, don't do that.
No.
Yeah. My dogs have apparently peed in places I didn't know about.
The black light? Did black you use that
thing,
one?
Yes. Oh. And it shows you all these bright white, and I'm like, I know we've cleaned this area.
It's like a crime scene.
Your dogs? How about your kids? I got boys. I did that one time. I went into their bathroom and I turned the lights off, and it was like you know, it was like a dance club. It was like I was in a dance club. If I had the music.
On the ceiling.
Yeah. I'm like, where? How did it get there?
It's just not kids. It's also not our kids. Our coworkers.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because you'll go and just be in the floor next to the toilet.
I should bring it in here.
You don't even need a black light for that, Tom.
No, you slip in it.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
It is. It
that's disgusting. More disgusting than skin squams.
I like that, though.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right. When you were in high school, I have a very touchy question to ask you about. Mm-hmm. But did you cheat at all?
Yeah. I mean, well, do you have to ask me?
We wondered if you could have made it without it.
You know what? And I wish I had not. Now.
Why?
Because I would know and have a lot more knowledge.
Would you really?
I think so.
Or would you have just gotten an F?
And even in college, I did a little bit. I got to thank Teresa Miller, one of my best friends of my whole life.
Who probably does not appreciate you calling her out.
Who got me through Introduction to Broadcasting.
Oh, well, that explains so much.
Oh, my gosh, it does.
Yes.
Puzzle solved.
Yeah. And she's not even in broadcasting, but she helped me get through it.
It's so funny. Cato and I heard you trying to record something earlier this morning, and we were like, oh, my God, what made him even think he could get into radio? And now we know. You cheated.
Yeah.
Tom, you're not supposed to
Did
tell.
You say that, really?
I know.
Behind my back?
Lying.
I thought he knew. But, yeah, they asked people if they cheated at all on their homework or test in high school. Only 6% of people said they did it regularly. Actually, 4% as I look up there.
I'll be honest. I'll be honest about cheating. My kids, they don't do it at all.
Really?
Like, no. Now I will say Judah will ask Siri some questions about math.
That's cheating.
When I'm out of the room, but they're a lot more, I think kids nowadays are a lot more trustworthy than we were.
Isn't it more likely that you're just gullible since you've already caught him cheating, but you assume he doesn't?
Yeah, but he doesn't look at it as cheating. It's just Siri giving him a little bit of help because Dad couldn't.
Don't you wish we had that when we were growing up?
Yeah.
Because I definitely would have used it.
I would have used it.
I don't remember cheating a whole lot.
And you know what's so funny? It's like, you remember back, they would say, hey, don't use your calculators. Don't use them. But then when you get out of school, you use them all the time.
Well, that's because back then they said, you won't have a calculator with you all the time. They didn't realize we would.
And so why not ask Siri or Alexa or whoever to help you out? Because you're going to be using it the rest of your life.
But right now, you're supposed to learn how to do it once so you at least understand what you're doing.
Oh, they learn how to use Siri.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about that.
Now, teachers say it's harder than ever today because of AI. They're like, they get, you know, kindergartners turning in these essays that Albert Einstein would have written.
Right.
And they're like, they know it's AI. They still got to, you know, they got to call the kid out on it and ask the parents to stop it and all. But the kids are like, why shouldn't I use it? I'll be able to use it. And they're probably right. Mm. They'll probably have it built into something in their brain stem by the time they're 30. And they'll be like, remember when they said we wouldn't be able to use AI? I got an AI up in my head right now helping me out.
See, that scares me.
Mm-hmm. Well, your parents and everyone else thought it was scary, the changes we saw.
Well, the AI, you don't know who's behind it, running it, and putting information into it. So they could be feeding the kids any information that they want.
It's true.
Them some kind of stories that are not true.
That's
what,
true.
What I hate is you are watching a video now, and I've been watching a bunch of them, and they're giving you great advice from someone you might respect, like Jordan Peterson. And you know, it's AI. He's one of the smartest guys in the world.
Everyone's that way to Hawk.
That's true. Yeah. But he's talking about all kinds of stuff about how you live your life and relationships and stuff like that. But you know, it's AI generated but they use his voice. And you're like, is that him talking? Have they taken stuff from him and applied it to this video, or what are they doing?
Well, they've done that with Trump. They've put fake Trump stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there was one story where they were selling watches, and they made it sound like Trump was endorsing that they were from him, but they really weren't. They were just watches that said Trump that some company was making.
Did you see the watch they got?
Yeah, the one that had the T missing?
Yeah, it said Rump.
It said Rump instead of Trump.
$600-something for this watch.
The guy paid for it.
But they are going to get a new watch and an $800 credit.
Really?
Yeah.
Having an $800 credit when it was only $650.
They're getting a new watch and the credit, I guess, because the company messed
up. Interesting.
But it also says in small print, not affiliated with Donald Trump.
Right, but they make it sound like it with the AI.
It should be illegal.
It is, I think.
Well, and on YouTube, don't they say that too? They have to say if it's a fake video, this was produced for such and such reasons.
And there's so many people who fall for the fake videos that believe they're real.
Oh, the fake Oh, are you talking about me?
No, everybody. Oh. Lots of people.
Oh, yes. Okay, because I'm the fake trailers, movie trailers. You're like, oh, wow. You know what? There's going to be a, 34th Top Gun coming out soon. And you're like, because it shows Top Gun 3.
You fall for those more. I haven't seen them as much.
But they take the movie clips from past movies and make it look like it's going to be another third Top Gun or fourth Top Gun. And I'm like, I can't wait for that one to come out, in movies. And then you try to Google when it's going to come out, and it's not. You can't find anything.
They're like, you're a dummy. Yeah.
I got a video. In fact, I'll share it on the Hawk and Tom Facebook page. But it says, basically, it says which is real and which is AI.
Yeah.
And you go through. You think like some woman standing in this field beside this huge structure, and the structure's AI. She's just standing on grass.
Well, that's like there's a video out right now of this incredibly stupid couple trying to tow a car the wrong way. They got the car turned backwards.
I posted that on the Hawk and Tom.
It's on the Hawk and Tom Facebook page, and they're sliding all over the road. And my first thought was, is that AI? You don't know what's real and what's not anymore. That one turned out to be real. They've actually arrested the dude and everything, but not because of that, because he had outstanding warrants. But but you see these videos of crazy stuff with cars, and you don't know if it's real or if it's AI anymore. We're going to go into the future having no idea what's what. Because we cheated in high school.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Okay, I want you to think of your favorite food that you love to eat for dinner. Science says there's a way to make it better, it tastes better, and it has nothing to do with the recipe or salt or anything like that. It's something that you can change even at home if you want to.
Okay, I have a guess.
Okay.
Smile while you eat.
No, not smiling while you eat.
Because, when they smile, supposedly it makes you in a better mood.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. Drink alcohol?
That's true also.
Okay, that is true, but I have no research on that.
Yeah, we talked about that recently.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I don't have any research now about that.
Gotcha.
Science says the way to do that, they had researchers, they gave diners identical meals, but half were given light, cheap knives and forks to eat with, while the other half were given knives and forks that were three times heavier than the knives and forks. Now, I'm not talking about sporks or plastic spoons or anything like that.
I know who discovered this a long time ago.
What?
Outback.
Yeah.
Remember those knives you get from Outback?
Yeah, they got some big ones.
You get the whole set if you went four times, take them home.
It's for the bread and the butter when it comes out.
No, the steak knife is a huge...
So is the bread and butter one.
They knew this about having heavy utensils early.
And I did not take that knife. My sister put that knife in my dad's to-go box.
Liar.
He was shocked when he got home.
Liar.
But those little bread platters, I would like to have one of those.
Go.
Those little wood things?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's pretty bad, though. If it gets so heavy where you're like, hey, if you don't mind, you pick it in the fork up for me. Let's get this bite in my mouth. Need a forklift is what you need. And don't borrow Tom's fork, just to let you know, Stacy, because he combs his hair with his fork.
I was going to say, do you scratch your back with it?
No, he scratches his head with his fork over here.
All right.
So if you're like in the office, like, where's the silverware? Don't use that fork over laying by Tom.
Won't do.
But they say they like their meals about 10% better, and they were willing to pay 15% more if the cutlery was heavier. So all restaurants that are listening right now need to make the forks and knives and spoons heavier.
I just think it depends on what I'm eating and how well the plasticware is made, because some of it's cheaply made that bends easy.
Right.
But some you can buy. So I got some plasticware that is nice. It's silver.
Yeah.
I got a whole set we take to the beach.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I mean, they're nice. You won't be able to probably cut into a filet.
No, no.
But I've seen reviews on restaurants that serve on paper plates and paper forks, and people give them bad reviews because of it.
If that filet is cooked correctly, you can.
That's true, too.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, they say it's sensation transference from this nice cutlery that you have to your food and the whole experience of eating at that, you know, whatever you're having for dinner. And it's also possible that using heavier utensils makes us more aware of the entire dining experience. Like, we're really treating ourselves to something nice there. But you got to watch out, because also there's research that says giant plates and supersized silverware leads people to overeat and overdrink as well.
That's why I buy a small paper plate.
So the bigger, the better, you know. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. So if you want to lose weight, use smaller plates. That's the way to do it.
That doesn't work, though, because you have the smaller plate, and then you're going back for seconds or
right.
thirds. That's what happens to me. I'm like, oh, no, I bought the 10-inch paper plates this time. maybe I'll only make one trip.
But when you have a bigger plate, you put more food on your plate, and then you overeat immediately and not finish everything on your plate.
Well, that's because I'm probably scarfing it down, and my system doesn't catch up.
Yep.
Because if you eat too fast, then when you go back for seconds, all of a sudden the first is starting to digest, and then by the time you're done with the second helping, you're ready to roll over and go to sleep.
That's how I judge if I had a good meal or not. I want to feel sick to my stomach a little bit afterwards.
I don't like that.
Honestly, though, I mean, so you use smaller plates at home. Like, how long is your, or how big are your plates, Tom?
I don't know. I never measured them. They're normal.
Okay. Because sometimes you can get the oversized plates now that are super big.
The oblong.
Yes.
They're called platters.
Yeah. But if you use the bigger plates, average daily intake up to 29% more that you eat with the bigger cutlery and the bigger plates and all.
I wanted to remain human in our house because we do use the paper plates. I did consider using the plasticware, but I was like, no, Stacy, we have to remain human. Let's use real silverware.
Well, y'all are married. Yeah, I mean, I'm single and Cato's single, so you got, like, you know, paper plates are appropriate.
Oh, no, I said I'm done with washing dishes. And I recycle, so it balances out. We use the paper plates, we're recycling, saving the environment, and I don't have dishes to do.
You know,
wow.
A lot of times I'll make the kids not even eat with food, you know, spoons and forks. I'm like, if I ain't doing dishes tonight, just pick it up and eat it with your hands. I mean, it makes it hard on rice night.
Don't even get a plate. Just pull the whole baking dish over here and set it in front of you, too.
I want you to be like a vacuum cleaner. Suck it off the plate there, son.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I tell you what, you can learn pretty much anything you want online now, especially about cars, they say. Now, Tom's my car guy here because he rebuilt engines and stuff like that when he was in high school.
Yeah, but they've changed so much now.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, at least the stuff on them has.
Now, I don't know if I could do some of these traditional things. And they ask people, like ask Americans, do you think you could handle some simple car repairs? Let's see if you could do this.
No. Kato couldn't change a spare tire.
I've learned.
I've got a list
I've
here.
Learned.
Yeah. I can change a tire, flat tire. 65% of the people said they could do that.
In my defense on the tire thing, I couldn't find the tire.
I know.
I don't know if that's a defense or not.
It is, because it was under the car. Yeah. I've never seen that, where you had to climb under the car to release the tire.
Yeah.
I always thought it was in the back.
It's common on pickup trucks.
Yeah, but that's my,
in
my that was
Jeep,
my issue.
They're hiding it in this little secret compartment.
Mine is too.
Yeah, they just don't want to make things easy. They're going to be like, we're gonna screw these drivers. Yes. We're going to make them play hide and seek with this tire.
They're going to actually have to look at their owner's manual.
Which don't have a lot of info anymore.
I know, right?
They're actually books, man. Have you ever seen those? They're like a chapter book.
That was back in like 2000. Now it's like, go to this website.
That's exactly. True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They make it even harder.
Yes.
So, Stacy, do you know a lot about cars?
I do pretty good. I can change my own oil.
Okay. Oh, whoa. Okay.
Yes.
Well, let me talk about that. 58% of people say they can change their oil. Mm-hmm. I can't even do that.
Not hard.
I use YouTube to figure out how to change the oil in my car.
That's smart.
What kind of car do you have?
When I was doing it, it was a Scion XB, this toaster-looking car.
What year?
It was a 2006.
You can guess. Okay.
I think it was a 2007.
I don't think I could change oil in my car.
It's not hard.
No, it isn't. It really isn't. Well, it depends. If you have like a BMW, then it's going to be tougher.
But most cars, you undo a drain bolt on the bottom, you let it drain into a pan, you put the bolt back on, you unscrew the oil filter, you put a new one on, put some oil in the oil filter first, and then you pour it back in through the top.
Back in the day, I could do that, but I think they've made it very complicated.
They really have.
They haven't changed that.
Not that much for most, like your average car.
All right, can you change your brake fluid?
Yeah, it's not fun, though.
Okay, 49% of people say you can do that.
That's interesting, because that's actually a little more work.
Isn't it just like changing your oil, though? You have to empty it out? No?
Not really, because what you have to do is you have to go to all four brakes, unscrew this bleeder valves, and pump the fluid through that, then close the bleeder valves and go pour it in the top.
Okay, you're speaking French.
All right, how about replace your battery? This is good news.
Yeah,
that's easy.
I can do that one.
That is frightening, though. Or no, charging a battery is frightening.
Well, it shouldn't be.
Well, I know, but you're just like, well, for me it is.
Red's positive, black is negative.
I know.
But it's not that. It's the jumper cables. You don't want them to touch each other.
And well, that's true.
You're down at the other end and you're looking back. Oh, are those touching over there?
Especially if you got a friend helping you. Yeah. Don't you dare touch those together.
That's the biggest fear, is the other person.
Right? 64% of people say they can replace their battery.
That can be difficult if it's in a bad spot.
Yeah,
and why did they do that? They're making everything harder for the consumer to do.
They are, absolutely.
They're wanting you bring it back to the dealership.
Mercedes has got a car where you can't open the hood yourself. They don't let you. It's supposed to have like a 100,000-mile engine. Even to put washer fluid in, you have to press this button on the side of the car that opens this tray. You can't get under the hood.
Okay.
I wouldn't buy a car that did that to me.
You'd have an excuse.
Yeah, I don't have to check my oil. I do check my oil just to make sure I got some.
You just look to see if the light's on?
No, because the light's on right now because it's time for an oil change. But I check it to make sure there's at least oil in it. Because
do you does the light freak you out if the engine? Okay,
a light goes on. I'm like, what did I do?
Replace an air filter.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if I can on mine. I mean, back in the day, it was just that round circular thing,
right,
and you unscrew the top, and now I don't think I could find it on my engine.
I can, but I let my brother-in-law do it.
Yeah. Some of them are a little annoying to get in and out, but there's really not that much to it.
61% of people say they could change their air filter, but there's also the air filter in your car that makes
When did they put that in there? The cabin filter.
Who cares? I mean, how many years did we go without a cabin filter?
What does
that even need?
And I've replaced it once, and seems like when I take it back, they're like, I think you need that cabin filter
replaced.
You know
why they say that? Because they charge like $100 for something that costs $9.
Well, I fart so much in my car, I'll wear mine out. I change mine six times.
Ooh, gross.
And then change a spark plug.
Yeah.
50% of people say they could do that.
It's not hard.
Back in the day, but I think it's more complicated cars are.
Yeah, where are they now? I mean, when's the last time you looked in your engine?
The same place they've been on every engine since.
But you know what? You have to take the top of my car, like part of my engine out, just to change the water pump now. Back in the day, you didn't have to do that.
Water pumps are not easy anymore.
I was going to say, change a water pump.
That's a pretty big job
at
this point.
But back in the day, it wasn't. They make it easy to get to. Now you have to take the car apart.
They're complicating everything. Yep. In school, I took small engine repairs. I could tune up a lawnmower in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even attempt that now because it's the technology.
Lawnmowers are still easy to work on.
I ain't trying to. I don't even have my lawnmower died. I hadn't done yard work since. It's been about 2 years.
Good excuse.
Yeah. My neighbors are getting mad.
I was going to invite you to come on over to my place and tune up my lawnmower.
No, I can't. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
No, it's like riding a bike. You can just come on over and do it.
They're the same. They got an air filter, place for the air to come in, gas to come in, a spark plug. It's just like any engine.
Some of my neighbors got fancy lawnmowers, like even with the neon lights underneath them like cars now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fancy.
They're showing off.
And they got like those special wheels on them that shine on chrome wheels on their lawnmower.
What are they cutting the grass at night?
Yeah.
No, oh, is that a golf cart?
No, they're just cruising the hoods, what they're doing.
Lawnmower's got hydraulics now.
Yeah. Bouncing up and down.
Yeah. Sure that's not a golf cart?
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7. Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.